it's attracting folks who play at the state tournament up in Anchorage. So, it should be some pretty good talent.
A first ever competition in Haines brings in professionals and amateurs from around the region. And Picture Point gets a buyer. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. Picture Point is about to belong to Haines. The property, also known as Nectic Point, that offers the most famous view of historic Fort Seward, is on the list of purchases and projects the U.S. Department of Transportation announced they'll fund. Almost $500,000 was awarded to the Haines Borough for the acquisition of the property, which is now in private hands and up for sale. It's located at the northeast shore of Portage Cove. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the projects they chose to award will help create jobs and improve the quality of life for Alaskans, as well as strengthen the state's economy.
The one photo that virtually everybody in Alaska, certainly, and a lot of people outside, recognize immediately as being Haines, and it's a landmark.
Haines Borough Manager Mark Ernest says the Picture Point project will do just that for Haines.
It represents a major landmark and attraction for visitors from all directions, from the cruise ship, the ferry, and down the highway. It's going to be, I think, something that's going to add tremendous resource, tremendous asset to the community and its ability to market.
The money will acquire the 3 acres of semi-developed waterfront property adjacent to the byway that has historically been used as a wayside. The acquisition, according to DOT, will reduce the impact of development in the byway corridor, preserving access to the scenic outlook.
It'll be more than just an opportunity to take pictures. It'll have information, it'll have services, and a place for people to make their plans. There'll be information about downtown, about the attractions and facilities and ideas and suggestions on where to go while they're in Haines. So instead of just driving out the highway, making the right turn on Main Street and go out to Canada, it'll be an opportunity for people to learn more about the community and give them some ideas about where they would like to spend some time.
The borough is picturing a rest area with picnic benches, maybe restrooms, plus interpretive information signage and wayfaring signs, or a connection from Picture Point to more of the waterfront.
Also, we have tidepool that was part of our compensatory mitigation of the PC dock construction. So there may be some opportunity to build them. Walkway down to a tide pool and then have an overlook and maybe some information down there for visitors.
The award requires a 20% non-federal match from the grant applicants. That amount, totaling $125,000, is included in the FY12 budget amendment that the Assembly will address on Tuesday night at their regular meeting. But that doesn't really cover everything. The entire project is expected to cost between $2 and $2.5 million over a period of years, according to the manager's bi-monthly report. And at least one assembly member has said previously he doesn't want to see borough funds go towards Picture Point. Again, borough manager Mark Ernest.
The 20% match is $125,000, and that would come from a combination of economic development fund as well as the local passenger vessel tax, the cruise ship head tax. And those funds would be used for site development, landscaping, and planning and programming for future improvements, which are not funded at this time, and those would be the ones that I described.
Another $40,000 was also awarded for visitor services along Haines Highway, which was recently designated as a National Scenic Byway. The two local awards were among 9 Alaska projects that totaled just over $7 million, and they were more tourism-related than any other qualifying projects. The Federal Highway Administration invited states to apply in June for federal funding from 14 grant programs. DOT says more than 1,800 applications poured in from every state, Puerto Rico, and Washington, D.C., totaling nearly $13 billion. So with such competition, how did Haines get 2 tourism-related projects covered? Ernest says it was because of the work from many and the personal interest from Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich and Congressman Don Young.
But I think the projects also, in a large way, sold themselves. I mean, it was obvious that these were meritorious projects and Picture Point. It was an opportunity that, you know, it's a limited duration in terms of the window that the property is available. So I think there was also that sense of you know, this is one that can't wait another year. It really does need, if it's going to happen, it needs to be now.
Congress created the grant program so the Highway Administration could support projects that maintain the national roads and bridges, improve roadway safety, and make communities more livable. A complete state-by-state list of this year's grant recipients is available online at the FHWA website. Members of the nonprofit organization, the Southeast Alaska State Fair, join this Friday in their annual meeting with the board of directors. The fair is required to have a certain percentage of membership at the meeting, so attendance does count.
The more people, the better. You know, members, it's nice to get feedback.
Ross Silkman is the director of the SEAC Fair. The annual meeting covers financial information from the fair, the status on projects at the fairgrounds, and a review of both long-term goals and next year's plans for the fair. And a big part of it, Silkman says, is to hear from the membership.
General feedback in terms of the organization and then the actual four-day event as well. You know, between the actual four-day fair and then the beer fest, we're bringing in quite a few people here, and so it's nice to hear, you know, from members what's working, what's not, and any ideas for improvement.
The meeting for members is at Harriet Hall, located at the fairgrounds, Sunday, August 28th at 2 p.m., followed by food and music. If you're in Haines this weekend, there's really no reason why you aren't at the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds at some point. For the community, there's two nights of meals, a couple different live music performances with out-of-town bands, and the two biggest disc golf competitions of the year, all happening Saturday and Sunday at Dalton City, aka the Fairgrounds. First, the disc golf tournament. It's the first of its kind for Haines, and for a place that might just have the most disc golf courses per capita, it's about time. Ross Silkman is director of the fair.
We were looking at the annual meeting weekend and looking at how we could make it more of an event for the community, and then looking at our facility here itself and seeing what we'd be able to do differently here and something new. And we have the disc golf course in the back of the facility, and we thought, you know, why not try to give it a shot and see if we could make a tournament out of it.
The fair is partnering with the Tuckshinnuck Watershed Council to sponsor the Ravens Bowl Disc Golf Tournament, which is broken into two divisions.
There's a pro division and then an amateur division.
The professional division is limited to 25 entries that need to be entered early and includes playtime on a private guided 18-hole course on the floodplain of the Davidson Glacier.
The pro division on Saturday will play out at the Glacier Point course, which is a remote private course, and then Sunday, it'll finish up here at the fairground.
It's already pulling frolf enthusiasts from all over Southeast and Yukon, who have been trying to get at this particular course for a while.
The major draw for the pro division is the Glacier Point course. And for some of these people from Whitehorse and Juneau, they've been waiting years to get out there. I've talked with them on the phone, and so they're seeing this as the opportunity to try it. It's attracting folks who play at the state tournament up in Anchorage, so it should be some pretty good talent.
The amateur disc golf competition is 2 days at the wooded hike-along and hilly course behind the fairgrounds. It has old brew kegs for tees, a few tricky blind turns, and a couple traps that could lead either to an abandoned boat or a nice berry patch.
And then the state fair is going to sponsor one high schooler. So we've talked with Ray, and he's going to run kind of a mini tournament prior to the actual two-day event to find who the high schooler is that the state fair will sponsor.
The pro division is a $100 entry fee, which includes 2 days of disc golf, the boat trip to and from Glacier Point, lunch at GP, dinners and live music on Saturday and Sunday. The amateur division is open to anyone. It's $40 for 2 days of disc golf, live music, and dinners at the fairgrounds.
So the winners of the amateur division, we're collecting some donations from businesses around town. And then for the pro division, we're working on getting a cash prize together along with a much-coveted golden jacket that has been brought up to us from the lower 48.
To register for either disc golf tournament, call the fairgrounds at 766-2476 or go to the websites for the fair or Tuckshinnuck Watershed Council. Pro Division should register soon. Then for anyone who's in town, there's food and music both Saturday and Sunday at the fairgrounds. Saturday night at the fairgrounds is a salmon barbecue with live music following from locally known musicians that make up Honky Tonk Habitat.
People can come to that one at $10, and they're going to be grilling out salmon down there with some rice and beans and some live music down in Dalton City.
Then Sunday's lineup of events begins with the membership meeting at Harriet Hall, followed by a 4 p.m. pasta feed dinner in the same place. Free for volunteers and disc golfers, $5 for anyone else, followed by music for everyone at 5:30 from Dead Man Winter, a creation from members of last year's fair performers, Trampled by Turtles.
Out here, so far from my home, and I miss you, so all alone.
Yeah, it's open to members and just, you know, the general public as well. Yeah, people can, when they show up, people can pay for the pasta feed and the concert. They can just come for dinner, or they can just come for the concert.
Members, fair volunteers, and disc golfers will likely already be at the fairgrounds much of the weekend, but salmon feeds and pasta feeds, along with live music Saturday and Sunday, August 27th and 28th, at the fairgrounds, is for everyone. More information at seacfair.org or tuckchinook.org. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.